Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. I'm the supervisor here. I can help you.
Yes. I bought these, like, Fitbit watch things. And the lady told me how to charge them. But once you get them charged, how do you turn them on?
How do you turn it on?
Yeah. Because, well, she told us we can't figure out, there's no charger that came with it, and we can't figure out how to charge it. She said you take the little prongs and you stick it in where the phone's supposed to charge.
Yeah, like a USB.
Oh, you stick it in where the USB goes?
That's for like charging, but for like turning it on, do you see like a button or anything like that? You gotta hold like a button?
The only thing I see is there's a little white circle on top of it. And on the underneath it, I guess, is a sensor, because it says you put it firmly against your skin. I'm thoroughly confused by these.
Was the previous agent able to pull up your account?
I don't know if she finally got it pulled up or not.
I'm not seeing anything with the... You said our Fitbit watch?
Yeah, it looks like a Fitbit. It's where it can count your steps.
How did you get this number?
Huh?
Yes, ma'am. How did you get this number?
Off the package that y'all sent to me.
Okay.
Because the instructions are so little that... that you can't see them.
Provide me with your zip code.
77414.
And your name?
Kim Dale. It could also be in your husband's name, because let me see if I got the confirmation.
Because I don't...
It's a confirmation receipt, and it's got numbers. If that would help.
I got numbers.
But this says to Daniel B5 dot, and it's got a bunch of letters.
Did you put... What's the last four digits of the card that was used?
5028 should have been the card.
And do you know when it was ordered?
Well, this says 4 days ago. It's from T-Mobile.
4 days ago. I'm not seeing your name here. I don't think you have an account with us. And what was the last name again?
On the car?
On the account.
Okay, on here it says to Daniel B5. It's under It's supposed to be the Daniel Alonso. But it says from T-Mobile.Ronnie5172@gmail.com to Daniel with a small b 5.jhbtqk@aol.com. I don't know if they let me order it by mess up or what.
Because it would definitely pull up here on our end if you have an account with us.
Okay, so what do I take it to T-Mobile, show it to them, and
no,
show them the confirmation receipt number?
No, ma'am.
Because I would have thought it would have came with a charger or something.
Yeah, because you said it is. You said you had a charger for it, right?
No, we don't have chargers for it. The lady was trying to explain to us that the little end you stick in the phone. That you stick the prongs in that end, and you charge it, but the prongs won't go in it, unless she means you stick it in your phone. But I don't want to mess my phone up trying to take a chance.
No, you shouldn't have to stick it in your phone.
Right.
But I don't think you have the the fit. I don't think you have our type of watch, really. Because I'm not seeing the name here. Was there any other phone number?
Let me see on this confirmation thing.
Just to
I
be
don't
sure.
see a phone number. I see a date, April 14th, 2022 at 8:54 a.m.
And what was your first and last name?
Kim Dale, D-A-L-E. In fact, I have the little bitty instructions right here. They're in Chinese on one side or something. Let me see if there's a phone number on here. See, I don't see a phone number to the company. Because right here where I can actually see it, it says, talking about the sensor should be close to the skin, and it says charge the bracelet. And it's talking about how it's about 2 hours to charge it, but it doesn't say how to charge it.
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of hard to explain from our end, because I'm not seeing an account with you to make sure you have the correct watch with us.
Okay.
That's the thing there.
Right. Well, I called the phone number that's on the package, 855-432-5309. I have a tracking number. I guess the only thing I could do is go to T-Mobile and see if they could instruct me on how to do it, and if they don't know anything about it, well then I'll send it back.
I get you. But yeah, I don't think you have an account with us, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
No problem, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I don't know why you're biting.